Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Domingo Ramos. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Batting second. The third baseman, Kelly Gruber. Batting third. The DH, Cecil Fielder. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred McGriff. Batting sixth. The catcher, Pat Borders. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Sil Campusano. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Manuel Lee. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Dave Stibe. And now, play ball. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lee fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Upshaw. The throw from Borders and he is safe. Upshaw steals second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gruber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gruber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Fielder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Campusano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGriff scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McGriff hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Blue Jays. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Borders hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Borders moves to second. Sil Campusano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campusano bunts towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Borders moves to third. Barfield moves to second. One out. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lee hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Borders scores. Barfield scores. Fernandez moves to second. It's 4-0, Blue Jays. Kelly Gruber batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gruber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gruber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramos scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Domingo Ramos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramos hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGriff scoops it up and throws to first, with Stibe covering, for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Franco is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gruber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0 for 1 in the game. Fielder hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Blue Jays. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swindell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred McGriff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McGriff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McGriff takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Dedman now pitching. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borders is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Borders hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Upshaw hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Blue Jays. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Indians 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Barfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barfield hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Carter, who is chasing the ball. Barfield reaches third base with a triple. Sil Campusano is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Campusano is 0-for-0 in the game. Campusano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Deadman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee takes first base on ball 4. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Lee moves to second. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gruber is 0-for-2 in the game. Gruber is hit by the pitch. Barfield scores. Lee moves to third. Fernandez moves to second. It's 6-1, Blue Jays. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fielder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramos fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lee scores. Fernandez moves to third. Gruber moves to second. It's 7-1, Blue Jays. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McGriff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McGriff strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Andy Allenson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGriff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 7, and the Indians 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Borders is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Borders hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramos scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Barfield is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Barfield hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sil Campusano is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Campusano is 0-for-1 in the game. Campusano hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Campusano reaches second base with a double. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carter, who is chasing the ball. Lee reaches third base with a triple. Campusano scores. It's 8-1, Blue Jays. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Fernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fernandez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Fernandez reaches second base with a double. Snyder throws the ball into Jacoby, who tags Fernandez trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Lee scores. It's 9-1, Blue Jays. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Domingo Ramos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramos is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramos strikes out. 1 out. Julio Franco, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Franco hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Barfield throws the ball into Fernandez, who tags Franco trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 2 outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 9, and the Indians 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gruber is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Gruber takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fielder is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fielder hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. 2 outs. Fred McGriff, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McGriff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McGriff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGriff for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kittle moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. The umpire calls a balk on Stibe. Kittle moves to third. Jacoby moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall strikes out. 2 outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Campusano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 9, and the Indians 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dan Schottsetter now pitching. Pat Borders, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Borders is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Borders hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jesse Barfield, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Barfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Barfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sil Campusano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campusano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Campusano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Borders moves to second. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lee hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Borders moves to third. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fernandez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Fernandez hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Snyder picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Snyder. Hall throws it away. That's an error on Hall. Borders scores. Campusano goes all the way around to score. Fernandez moves all the way to home. It's 12-1, Blue Jays. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Gruber hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 12, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Eichhorn now pitching. Nelson Liriano now playing second base. Rance Mullinix now playing third base. Rick Leach now playing left field. Ma'Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullinix fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Domingo Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ramos is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramos hits a fly ball into center field. Campusano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 12, and the Indians 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Cecil Fielder batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Fielder is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fielder hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-1, Blue Jays. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Leach takes first base on ball 4. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McGriff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. McGriff hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 15-1, Blue Jays. Pat Borders batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Borders is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Borders hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Barfield is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Barfield is hit by the pitch. Sil Campusano is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Campusano is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Campusano strikes out. Two outs. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lee hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Barfield moves to second. Nelson Liriano is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Liriano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 15, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Upshaw hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Leach. Carter reaches second base with a double. Upshaw goes all the way around to score. It's 15-2, Blue Jays. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kittle hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Carter scores. It's 15-3, Blue Jays. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby strikes out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. The umpire calls a balk on Eichhorn. Kittle moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Campusano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball four. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Allenson is 0-for-3 in the game. Allenson takes first base on ball four. Kittle moves to third. Snyder moves to second. Dave Clark pinch hits for Domingo Ramos. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 15, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.